Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding, and coach, a couple of games in the docket. Talk about for your team this week. First of all, Waverly Shell Rock, who's now moved up to the number two team in class 4A. They come to town on Tuesday night, and your team showed really good fight against them, but Waverly Shell Rock in the end, just too much for you guys on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we didn't get off to a real good start offensively in that game. Quite honestly, the whole first half was kind of a struggle offensively. Just felt like we were just maybe a little bit tight, with the knowing the opponent, and kind of, if we were able to get that victory, that would kind of help us, I think, come seeding time for tournaments. So just a little bit, offensively rushed. I felt like rushed some shots early. Never really got settled into a flow offensively there in the first half. And a lot of that was due to Waverly's defense. We didn't shoot the ball well from the floor all night. Same thing as our other two losses. But the huge difference was I felt in our losses to Bishop Garrigan and North Union, we were getting the shots we wanted. Just weren't making them. And Waverly, the reason the shots weren't falling is their defense was just really causing us some issues. And those other two games, it wasn't quite so much, I don't believe, the defense of the opponent as it was Waverly. It certainly was the result of the defense they played. Very physical, get up and guard you. So I think that was the huge thing in that game. But you know what, we were down big at halftime there, and I think we actually outscored them maybe in the second half. Just never gave up, continued to fight, made a little run there to get her, I think, to maybe 11-12 points there early in the fourth quarter or so. But just too good of a team to make up that kind of deficit. But as usual, my kids didn't quit competing, and that's the main thing.
Hey, Coach, you went right where I was going to go as well, as I thought the Waverly defense was just something that was pretty phenomenal as far as them executing it against you. And obviously, you're a team that likes to have a good defensive effort. So I know you guys appreciate that, which, sometimes it wasn't always against your team. But what can you guys learn from that? Obviously, in the postseason, you're probably going to face good defensive teams. So can you guys take some things from this to help you on later in the season?
Absolutely. I think a couple things. It kind of shows you the importance of execution, doing things the right way, getting people where they need to be, actually screening bodies and not screening areas, and just kind of all the little things that make you successful that against the lesser defensive opponents you can maybe get away with. But against the solid teams, you need to be able to execute those things. And just the simple fact of, it is going to be a little bit more in your face, a little more aggressive defense, just defense in general being better against your better opponents. So hopefully we can, learn those things. And, obviously in games like that, the importance of getting every rebound and not having the uncharacteristic unforced turnovers and just the value of every possession. So, yeah, there's a lot you can learn from games like that. And, that's why I prefer to play really stiff competition. You can learn a lot more from a loss than you can from a win against a lesser team. So one of the huge reasons I like playing the Waverlys of the world. And, they're a really good team. I felt like, obviously I watched them a lot on film in preparation, and I felt like our game was one of the better defensive games they played, quite honestly. Their defense I knew was good. I hadn't really seen them play it to that level in much of the film, and that doesn't mean we weren't ready for it, right? But I was just they picked a good night for them and a bad night for us to play defense the way they did.
And Coach, with that, you guys move on to last night's game against West Hancock. And as we mentioned after the game last night, of course, you got a West Hancock team that it's a rivalry. It's one of those games in girls basketball. They want to win. Your team wants to win. Of course, you're at third place, and they definitely want to win when they're at home, for sure. You guys led at 16-5 at the end of the first quarter, and led 28-8 at the end of the first half. But it really just felt like West Hancock was still there somehow throughout that game. But you guys finally put it away in the third quarter. What did you see in that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought early on, you know, it was kind of a close area, you know, 5-5 ball game maybe, I think, at one point, or maybe we even fell down by a point or two there early. But that was just kind of, I think, us kind of getting settled into being on the road and you know, getting our defense kind of fired up there after the, you know, first couple minutes. And then from there on out, you know, we started kind of getting some turnovers and making a few shots, and things got a little bit easier for us, I guess. But, yeah, you know, with, like you said, you never felt real comfortable just because, you know, as many threes as they throw up, you know, at home, all of a sudden they might get hot and go on a streak if we go, you know, and there's times we went on cold spells offensively. I never felt like that was going to be the case last night, but you never know. So, yeah, it wasn't really put away there till, you know, into the third quarter there. Then he kind of felt a little more comfortable. But, yeah, you know, once we, like I said, once we kind of got our defense going and got them to turn the ball over, I really liked what I seen. I felt like it was the best 32 minutes of defensive execution probably we've played all year in terms of being where we needed to be on the catch. You know, I think I mentioned that last night in our interview, but girls were really locked in on closing out well on their shooters and also very aware of what Mallory Lear is capable of. And I felt like she was obviously uncomfortable all night. And every time she tried to do what she likes to do, there was two or three Indians there. So that was a huge factor in the game. But really proud of the girls, how we just took care of business last night. You know, I mean, everybody that came in played well. We really executed our defense well. And, you know, we've been focusing this week a lot on kind of our secondary transition and getting out and running a little more. You know, I think the first couple weeks there of the season, we did a really good job of pushing the ball in transition and getting some really kind of easy, good quality looks. And we need to get back to that. So that was a huge focal point on the week. And I thought I thought you could see that, especially early in the game. You know, we had everybody getting on the boards. The guards were getting on the boards. And getting that quick outlet or just getting it and ripping and go themselves, and everybody was running the floor. And I thought that, you know, had a huge impact on the game as well.
And, Coach, obviously fighting through adversity. I know there was some adversity in the game as well. I know, you know, talk about the way your team handles that, because I think that's, you know, maybe one of the – bigger stories we've seen this year is, you know, there's been some adversity at times, but your team just fights through the adversity and kind of just shrugs it off and moves on to the next play.
Yeah, again, you know, that's a huge thing in our culture is, you know, you got to play every possession like it's 0-0. It's a 32-minute game. We can't show emotion. We can't show frustration. I mean, I think those are all big things to help you, you know, hold your composure and play through adversity, whether it's, you know, I'm feeling like you're not getting the calls, like was a little bit of the case in our Waverly game. You know, I think we all, including myself, got a little bit frustrated with the officiating in that game, and or whether it's just the physicality of the game or shots not falling or whatever the adversity is. But you just got to stay, you know, you just got to stay at the same level all the time and stay focused, stay locked in, and don't show that frustration, because when you show frustration, the other team picks up on that. You know, we preach a lot on that. As well as, you know, once you see an opponent that's showing frustration, really stick it to them defensively. Really focus on, you know, playing even better defense. Really get, because when you get in their head, it takes them away from what they can do fundamentally. And, you know, they get in their own head, and then that certainly helps us. So we preach big time on holding our composure, not showing frustration, and you know, just continuing to battle every possession 0-0. And my group does a really good job of that.
And Coach, of course, we can't not mention Lexi's little crazy shot that went there. Probably one of the wilder shots I've seen in the last few years. Coach, I know you've seen a lot of basketball in your life. That one was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was quite the shot. I mean, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, a lot of times, not that we practice those types of shots, you know, but we do work on, you know, like reverse layup type stuff and just kind of trying to get the ball up to the rim and see what happens. And that was, you know, I mean, Lexi works a lot on reverse layups and using both hands and just kind of getting shots like under the basket in those kind of positionings. I'm not saying she ever puts herself where she's, you know, falling to the floor and doesn't know what's going on and throws it up, but she's in that position and throws it up a lot of times on working on a reverse layup. So, you know, that has a little bit with it, I think, to know kind of, you know, how far you got to throw it and those types of things. But, yeah, maybe Sports Center top 10 type material, but we'll see. But, yeah, that's, you know, and nights when you're beating a rival like that and having fun and you know, games going your way, that just, you know, shots like that just seem to fall on those nights. But, yeah, that was good to see.
And, Coach, obviously you guys will have a big week next week. You go to Bishop Garrigan, and obviously another chance to kind of make a statement here in the conference and go after a Bishop Garrigan team in conference play on Tuesday, and obviously it would be some momentum and a feel-good win for your team. And then, of course, Friday night you get a matchup with Lake Mills, and as you mentioned on the broadcast last night, a Lake Mills team that has pulled an upset against you guys before on their home floor, and a team that is young, but they also can shoot and score at certain times as well. So what does your team got to do to find two wins next week?
Yeah, well, you know, I got to get on watch some film on Bishop Garrigan a little bit here recently. You know, North Union kind of had them beat last night a little bit, I think, and got away from them late. But, you know, North Union was up 10, I believe, at halftime and really held Garrigan down in scoring. So, you know, I've already talked a lot with their coaches about what, you know, kind of how that game transpired, but I need to see it on film. But, you know, they're not invincible, right? And we feel like we kind of let them take one from us at our place. So we'll go back, you know, obviously motivated and ready to return the favor at their place. And then Friday night against Lake Mills, like you mentioned, I mean, a team that's capable of knocking anybody off. And, you know, I believe they got a win last night as well. So they're playing better. And then one Rognes girl, I believe it is back from her knee injury. So they'll be a different team than the first time we played them. But every time we go up there, it seems to be a struggle for us. And some of it's, I believe, the gym, and some of it's obviously Lake Mills and the opponent. But we can't go into that game thinking we're going to win by getting off the bus, because it was pretty easy at our place. But, you know, I challenged girls last night about that. You know, we go to North Union, a team we beat handily the first time, and go to their place and total different ball game. And last night we talked about that. We need to prevent that last night at West Hancock, and it'll be the same thing at Lake Mills. When we go up there, we got to be ready to play, because Beth does a great job, and she'll have them ready to play. And, like I said, different personnel. So we got to go on get a little winning streak going here, get some momentum heading into the tournaments.
And, Coach, one thing else I wanted to mention about Friday night as well, it was the West Hancock Coaches versus Cancer night. And, of course, you guys had a great crowd on hand. West Hancock had a great crowd on hand. And obviously, a big cause there as well last night.
Yeah, you know, those cancer nights are big deals. You know, I mean, the crowd, the fans are always there supporting. And you know, those of us that have lost somebody to cancer, you know, those nights really kind of hit home a little bit. So it's great to see the fans come out, and, you know, they usually do that 48-second run everywhere you go, you know, to run through the stands and collect money. And I really hope people, and I think they do a good job of contributing, but cancer is a nasty thing. And like I said, those people, you know, us people that have lost loved ones to cancer, you know, that really hits home those nights. So it's great to see the fans get out and support those types of nights.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate you talking with us this morning. And